Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. One of our biggest barriers to growing close to God is that we think God feels the same way that we feel towards us, but He doesn't. The inescapable and undeniable knowledge that we have of ourselves is a persistent roadblock to the pursuit of intimacy with God. You see, God remembers something about us that we forget. Psalm 103 verse 14 says, He knows our frame. That simply means God knows how we are created. He knows how we are put together. After all, He is the one who created us and put us together. God remembers the manner we are made. It means God knows our personality. He knows our greatest insecurities. He knows our greatest fears. He knows our greatest weaknesses. But not only does God remember the manner in which we are made, God remembers the material we are made of. He remembers we are made of dust. He knows we are weak. He knows we get tired. He knows we get frustrated. He knows we are easily distracted. He knows how our flesh wars with our spirit. When we are in the midst of a trial, it is easy to fall into self-pity. We may even find ourselves angry with God. Pain has a way of changing our attitude and can cause us to forget our place. God is under no illusion. There is full understanding and yet complete acceptance. God's compassion, care, love, and ultimate forgiveness does not depend on our strength or ability. Many of us are confronted with this thought that if I am disgusting to myself, how much more must I be disgusting to God? While it is true that God isn't pleased with our sin, but the same psalm brings to our attention that the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Today, run to Christ instead of running away from Him. Run to the fountain of life to escape what you so dread. Rejoice in the Lord, for it is He who made us. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Remember, my friends, God is a God who knows us intimately, but yet still loves us infinitely. Shall we pray? Merciful Master, blessed Lord, thank you for transforming our lives. Holy Spirit, make us ever new. Take what does not belong to us and give us what we so desperately need. Change us, dear Lord, to live and love like you. In your precious name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.